Hey Dopamine Hackers. Welcome back to another episode of Dopamine Hacker, Outsmart the Scroll and Reclaim Your Brain. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and today we're diving into a topic that's often overlooked in our always-on world. The incredible value of solitude. Ever feel like you're constantly plugged in, bombarded with notifications, and just never truly alone with your thoughts? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Taking time for ourselves, disconnecting from the digital noise, and embracing a little bit of quiet can actually be a superpower for our mental health. It's not about becoming a hermit or avoiding all social interaction. It's about carving out space for introspection, self-reflection, and simply being with yourself, which is way more empowering than you might think. Let's break down why solitude is so darn important. Number 1. It gives your brain a much-needed break. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your mental software. All that constant stimulation from screens, social media, and even conversations can be mentally exhausting. Solitude allows your brain to process information, consolidate memories, and recharge its batteries, leaving you feeling clearer, calmer, and more focused when you rejoin the world. Number 2. Solitude is a breeding ground for creativity and innovation. When you are not distracted by external noise, your mind has the freedom to wander, make connections, and come up with fresh ideas. Ever notice how some of your best brainstorming sessions happen during those quiet moments in the shower or on a walk? That's because solitude unlocks that creative potential within us. Number 3. It helps you get to know yourself better. Seriously. Spending time alone forces you to confront your thoughts, feelings, and even fears without external validation. This self-discovery can lead to greater self-awareness, improved emotional regulation, and a stronger sense of personal identity. It's like having an intimate conversation with your own soul, a little scary at first, but ultimately incredibly rewarding. Number 4. Solitude is a powerful tool for stress management. When we're constantly surrounded by people or stimuli, it can be hard to switch off and de-stress. But in quiet solitude, you have the space to relax, unwind, and simply breathe. Maybe that means taking a long bath, reading a good book, or just sitting in silence and observing your surroundings. Whatever works for you, use those moments to recharge and reset. Number 5. And here's a big one. Solitude can actually improve your relationships. Think about it, when we're feeling drained and depleted, it's harder to be present and fully engaged with the people we love. But when we prioritize solitude, we come back to our relationships feeling more refreshed, energized, and capable of giving our best selves. Let me tell you a story. A few months ago, I was feeling completely overwhelmed. Deadlines were looming, my inbox was overflowing, and I was constantly surrounded by people where colleagues, friends, family all vying for my attention. I felt like a hamster on a wheel, just running and running with no time to stop and catch my breath. So I did something radical. I booked myself a weekend getaway in the mountains. No phone, no internet, just me, nature, and some good old-fashioned solitude. It was incredible. I hiked through forests, sat by waterfalls, and simply enjoyed being present in the moment. When I came back from that trip, I felt like a whole new person. I was calmer, more focused, and even more productive. My relationships improved because I had more energy and patience to give. And the best part? I realized that even small doses of solitude, a walk in the park, a quiet cup of coffee, 15 minutes of journaling can make a huge difference in my overall well-being. So challenge yourself this week. Carve out some time for solitude, even if it's just 15 minutes a day. Disconnect from the noise, reconnect with yourself, and experience the incredible power of being alone. Your mind will thank you for it. Remember, Dopamine Hackers, reclaiming your brain starts with understanding how to harness the power of both connection and solitude. Take action this week, share your experiences on social media using #DopamineHacker, and let's build a community that values well-being in all its forms. Until next time, keep hacking.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.